尾巴的位置上。
And secondly, if you want to be the guest, you have to sit at the lower end.
这个就是背起十字架来跟从主。
The lower place, that it means is to take up the cross and follow him.
你看不起你自己。
You must look down on yourself.
你把自己放在最后面的位置。
That you need to put yourself at the lowest place.
然后弟兄姊妹，你看见这个后来主耶稣说。你们这个摆设宴席的就要请那贫穷的残废的瘸腿的瞎眼的你就有福了因为你们没有不得着什么可以报答的。
Because now he said go to the streets and invite those who are poor, those who are maimed and lame and to attend it because they have nothing to repay.
等到你爱而不要求回答的时候回报的时候。
When you have love and you do not expect any, thing in return.
你这个人真的撇下一切。来跟从。
Only then you realize that you have forsaken.
许多人送人一斤香蕉，希望他有人能还他一斤的西瓜。
And some just give only a banana, expect someone to return a few catties of this watermelon.
这个不叫做撇下所有。
This is not meant by forsake all things.
撇下所有的，你要请那贫穷的、残缺的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，你就有福了。
Yeah, you may need to invite those who are poor, those who are maimed, and those who are lame. Then,
因为他们没有什么可以报答你的。
Because they have nothing to repay you.
弟兄姊妹，你什么都，这真的叫做撇下所有的。
That is meant by forsaking all things.
到义人复活的时候，你要得着报答。
And when the righteousness rise up, you will receive your reward.
十字架带着冠冕。
The cross comes with a crown.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是第二个阶段。
This is the second stage.
尤其好像主耶稣外面很成功，人很多很多的时候。
Apparently that Jesus was very successful because great crowds were following him.
所以这是给我们一个很重要的榜样。
This is a very excellent example.
当我们起来跟随主的时候。
The moment that we rise up.
许多时候主会祝福我们。
Many times the Lord will bless us.
但是不小心。
But if you are not careful.
你看见吗？结果我们和果子发生关系。
And that we will have a relationship with fruit.
这些人我们挡都不能挡掉的。
We can't even, resist them.
但主耶稣一开始就浇他们的冷水。
But from the beginning, the Lord has turned them down.
我觉得今天教会软弱原因就在这里。
And that I feel that today the church is weak is because of
this. 所以这个房子盖不起来。
And that's the reason that we can't build the building.
所以打仗了总是打败仗。
And of course each time we have been defeated.
原因在哪里呢？
Where is the problem?
原因就是我们是不是满足这三个条件。
The question is whether we could fulfill these three conditions.
所以不要忘记做主的门徒。
And so as the disciples of God.
就是要满足这些条件。
We need to fulfill all these conditions.
那这是一面。
This is one aspect.
那另外一面
，There's another aspect.
你看见，因为有许多，你看见有许许多多外邦人。
You can see that the Gentiles are in great multitude.
你看见吗？但是呢，有许多外邦人，许多人需要得救。
Many Gentiles need to be saved.
所以，当你读到第十五章的时候
，And so when you come to the
你就知道这个很有名的比喻嘛，是浪子的比喻，钱的是钱的比喻，还有就是那个。是羊的比喻嘛。
And then we talk about the famous, the prodigal sons, the lost coin, and the lost sheep.
那么为什么主耶稣讲这个比喻？
Why did the Lord Jesus give these parables?
因为重税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。
Because sinners and Gentiles are drawing near to listen to him.
那么你现在到了约旦河外，你看很多外邦人，甚至许多罪人都愿意靠近主耶稣。
And so, beyond River Jordan, great multitudes, even the sinners, they are willing to draw near to him.
所以法利赛人就私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
And so the Pharisees complained that, how can this man dine with the sinners?
然后主耶稣就讲了这三个比喻。
And this is the reason why the Lord Jesus said this.
我们普通传福音的时候，我们就借这一段圣经。
And so very often when we have the gospel, we draw this illustration.
但是借了就不还了，你要还来才行的。
Many often we just borrow, we don't return.
你要知道这一段的主耶稣讲这个比喻，它主要的原因在什么地方
？We need to know the reason that he has given these parables.
主耶稣给我们看见说，有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这九十九只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着吗？
He says that if a man loses one of the sheep and doesn't he leave the 99 in the wilderness and go to look for the lost sheep?
这个咒诅里和罪人就是那一只羊。
And that that group of sinners and crowd is one sheep.
就说九十九个不要悔改的是文士和法利赛人。
The 99 are the Pharisee and the scribes.
但是弟兄姊妹，主说我来了是要寻找拯救失丧的。
But the Lord Jesus says he came in order to look for the lost.
然后讲钱的比喻。
And then we move on to the parable of the lost.
有十个钱，如果落失落一块。
And then you have 10 coins and you lost one.
那这一块就是罪人和税吏。
And that we know.It's a sinners and taxpayer.
那九块钱就是指着文士和法利赛人。
And that $9 refers to the Pharisee and the scribes.
但是主说，我失落那块钱已经找到了，你们和我一同欢喜。
But the Lord Jesus states that rejoice with me in the presence because I found one.
浪子的比喻也是如此。
Similarly, the parable of the lost son.
父亲有两个儿子。
The father has two sons.
小儿子就是个浪子。
That we know that the youngest is the prodigal
son. 浪子就是税吏和罪人和外邦人。
That we know sinners are these are the sinners, the tax they are sinners and they are the Gentiles.
那大儿子在田里面种田。
That we know the elder son was helping out in the field.
结果浪子回家的时候，父亲欢喜的不得了，但是长子，但是他的哥哥在那生气。
But we know when the prodigal returned, the father was rejoicing, but The elder brother was very upset.
幸好浪子回父家，浪子不是回长子的家。
That we thank the Lord, the prodigal son has returned to the father's house, not the elder brother's house.
长子的家就是犹太教。
Because the elder brother's house is the house of the Jews.
这个就是什么？就是文士法利赛人他们所建立的家。
And that is how that is the house that is erected by the Pharisee and the scribes.
所以感谢主，你看到了第十五章，你看这个戏。这个整个比喻乃是福音性的比喻。
And we know that all these parables are pointed to the gospel.
所以当主在约旦河外所传的福音所讲的信息，你看都能够讲到我们的心坎，因为我们都是外邦人。
And because all these parables, all this teaching by the Lord Jesus beyond Jordan, because they speak.
你讲浪子的比喻，讲失羊的比喻，之前都是用在我们身上。
And you know the parables of the prodigal sons, the lost sheep, they are all addressing to us.
这个跟犹太的色彩没有关系。
It's nothing to do with the Jewish people.
所以，既然在约旦河外
，since he was，
既然打发了七十个门徒
，since that he has sent out 70 disciples，
这个大好的信息是关乎万民。
This great news is meant for the multitude.
所以，路加福音里面好多，路加福音里面讲到小孩子。
And that Luke, the book, Gospel of Luke talk about the little children.
路加福音讲的女人。
It mentions about the women.
那路加福音给我们看见主耶稣所主这个主耶稣所要拯救的乃是万民，什么样的人都有。
And that it shows us that Lord Jesus would like to save anyone.
路加福音给我们看主耶稣是穷人的朋友。
That in Luke, he says that he is the friends of the poor.
也是富有人的朋友。
He's also the friends of the rich.
所以当你读到路加福音的时候。
And so when we come to the gospel,
尤其到了约旦河外就没有那么整齐了。
And that when you come to beyond Jordan, it is not,
在耶路撒冷很整齐。
It's not in order now.
在耶路撒冷很整齐。
Jerusalem is in order.
在会堂里面也很整齐，都是犹太教。
Because in Judaism, so it's very organized.
现在有穷人，有乞丐，有各种各样的人。
Now they are poor, they are lame, they are mean.
尤其有这么多的罪人。
And so many sinners.
但神爱我们
But God loves us.
所以今天我们这些人都像浪子一样回家
And so today we are just at the prodigal we can return home
我们主耶稣就是那个好牧人
Our Lord Jesus is the good shepherd
他为着一只羊他宁可放下九十九只来寻找我们
And because he had lost one he was willing to leave the 99 and to look for us
那妇人所代表那个故事就代表圣灵他在里面来寻找我们细细的找
And now we know it's just like the one who lost the coin that he was looking for us in spirit
所以十五章的比喻乃是给我们看见不止父神在那里呼召我们回家子神在那里寻找我们灵神也在那里到处细细的找巴不得把我们找到了
Father the spirit is looking for us the son spirit is also and the holy spiritIs Father God Father is looking for us. God Son is all the Son is also looking, and the Holy Spirit is also looking for.
那么然后你再读下去，有不义的管家的比喻。
Then we follow by the unjust steward.
还有财主跟拉撒路的故事。
And we talk about the rich man and Lazarus.
那个不是比喻啊，那个是真实的故事。
This is not illustration. This is a true story.
然后呢，你读到然后呢，一直读到第十七章第十节。
And then we come to chapter 17, verse 10.
那这样我们可以说就到就第二个阶段就结束了。
And that comes to the end of the second stage.
你如果仔细比较第一个阶段跟第二个阶段
，And if we draw a comparison between stage one and stage two,
你发现有进步的情形。
That we say that something has progressed.
在十字架道路上有一种进步的光景。
That we can see the way of the cross. There is some progress.
那么现在呢，我们就来到了第十一节。
And now we come to verse 11.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
Now Jesus had gone to Jerusalem, that he had passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
他治好了十个长大麻风。
And then he met the ten, and then he has healed the ten lepers.
这就开始了第三个阶段的道路。
That begins the third stage of the way of the cross.
但是很有意思，在大概在第十节跟第十一节中间插进了一段的故事。
But between verse 10 and 11, there is a great story.
拉撒路生病了。
That is when Lazarus.
拉撒路在橄榄山附近的伯大尼生病，所以让人告诉主耶稣说，所以主耶稣就去叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And so, Jesus was informed that Lazarus near Mount Olives has fallen ill, and they were asking Jesus to heal him.
所以大概在这个中间。
And that happens between verse 10 and verse 11.
你看主耶稣到了哪里呢？就到了伯大尼。
And so the Lord Jesus now returned to Bethany.
其实到了伯大尼已经到了耶路撒冷了。
That we know that Bethany means very, this Bethany is very near to Jerusalem.
而且很多耶路撒冷就下来要看看拉撒路。
And many people have come from Jerusalem to witness, to see Lazarus.
所以如果所以这个很自然的就接到十一章，就约翰福音第十一章。
And so this link with John chapter 10.
那么到了十一章以后，十一章完了，在这第五十四节
，verse 54，
那是主耶稣医治好了拉撒路以后，他就不再显然行在犹太人中间，就离开那里，又往靠近旷野的地方去。
And so after healing, after raising up Lazarus from the dead, Jesus no longer walked openly among the Jews, but he has went from there into the country near the wilderness.
然后又回到约旦河外的伯大尼。
Now again, he returned to Bethany beyond Jordan.
然后从十一节开始，他又往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
And so now we turn back to Luke chapter 17 verse 11. He says that he had passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
所以这个可以说是第三个阶段所走的路。
And this we can take it as the third stage of his way.
那十个长大麻风就又回来感谢的。
Out of the ten lepers, only one has returned to give thanks.
然后这个时候主告诉我们说，末日的时候就是挪亚的日子，也是罗德的日子。
That we know the days of Noah and it's the days of the Lot.
那么我们的主也讲了被提的事。
And the Lord mentioned about
凡想要保全生命的，必要丧掉生命；凡丧掉生命的，必救活生命。
And those who lose their life will gain their life. Those who gain their life will lose their life.
然后两个人。两个人在一个床上，要取去一个，要撇下一个。
And that one, two person the same bed, one will be taken away, one will remain.
那么这是第三个阶段，往耶路撒冷去的时候，你看路上所发生的事。
And that is along the way to Jerusalem, and this is the third stage of this. You can see that events have occurred.
然后主耶稣讲到那个不义的就是寡妇寡妇和不义的官的故事。
And talk about the widow and the unjust ruler.
然后法利赛人跟税吏祷告的故事
，and talk about the prayers of the Pharisees, of the Pharisees.
那么那个时候有人就抱个孩子到主耶稣面前来，那么主耶稣告诉他们说，让小孩子到我这里来。
And so that the Lord Jesus at the same time say, do not prevent the children to come to me.
那在这个阶段里面最重要一个故事就是这个少年的官。
And that the most important event.Is that the rich young ruler?
主耶稣说，财主进天国比骆驼穿过针眼还要难。
That is an easy
第二十五节。
And
骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还要容易。
It is easy for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
为什么那个少年的官不能跟从主？因为他的财富太多了。
The rich young ruler couldn't follow Jesus because he had too much wealth.
这就好像骆驼啊，等到太阳下山以后，他进到耶路撒冷去。
And just like a camel.After sunset, he's going to enter into Jerusalem.
但是因为他这个骆驼上面太多太多的货物了。
And there are too many goods upon the camels.
这个太阳下山以后啊，这个城门就关了。
Because after sunset, you know, they will close the gate.
但是城门里面呢，有一扇的小的门打开，这叫针眼门。
That we know that the big gate will be closed, the true small gate will still be open.
所以这个门叫做 needle's eye, 这个门就叫针眼门，就很小很小的门。
And so this small gate is often referred